Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Yes, the Pod Squad are with me this Monday to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of My Dad Wrote a Porno.
After a further 10 minutes of questioning, the MD got up and walked around to Belinda. He gently pulled her stockings down to her ankles. He removed her bright red high heels and stuffed the stockings inside them.
Oh my God.
They were placed under the coat rack by the interviewer. Belinda was now feeling exposed.
Because her socks have gone.
She's now exposed.
Now she's exposed.
She's a classy lady, aren't
she? She doesn't like those calves to have a chill.
Belinda was now feeling exposed. With only a bra and thong left, she thought total nakedness was not far away. And then what?
And then what? Her skin?
Pod Squad this Monday, native editor of DMG Media, Sarah Jane Tobin, and Today FM's Cathal Minogue. Folks, you're both very welcome to Lunchtime Live. This isn't a new podcast.
No, it's not.
10th anniversary. Did you listen from the start?
This came up as a suggested listen for me a couple of months ago, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, well, the
absolute
title alone.
Smut. I'm so sorry I never found this out before. I am genuine. I just couldn't get enough of this. It was just hilarious.
Were you a fan, Cathal?
I wasn't, no. This was a strange experience is the way I would put this job.
Well, just explain for listeners that aren't aware of the podcast, because it is knocking around a long time. A lot of our listeners, I'm sure, at some point have stumbled upon it, looking for something to listen to. It's literally what it says in the tin, isn't it?
Yeah, so basically it started back in 2015 when podcasts were, I suppose, fresh enough. But it's a guy called Jamie Morton, and basically it is what it's called. His dad wrote an erotic novel, a badly written novel, I think. And then he has his two friends, James Cooper and Alice Levine, they're in, and he reads a chapter per episode, and then they react throughout as he's reading the chapter. So you're kind of feeling like it's a mix of an audio book and a podcast all in one. It's original, I'll give it that.
I love that, Cathal. It's an audiobook and a podcast.
Yeah.
One.
And it's kind of like a little bit of an analysis. The way I would best describe it, I have to say, right, I listened to 3 episodes of this on Saturday afternoon when I was cleaning the house, and I thoroughly enjoyed every second of it.
It is just,
it was absolutely hilarious.
Like, the book is so bad. I don't know what's even worse about it. It's like, okay, Jamie, like, we all don't like to think of our parents as anything other than our parents.
Yeah.
But like, Jamie's dad went there with this book, and Jamie gets right into his dad's deepest, darkest fantasies, and they're so mixed up.
Yeah, when we say though that it's you know, your dad, like this in his case, his dad wrote a porno book. But if you can imagine, Cathal, the cringiest, nearly like something from the 70s or 80s.
It's like we were saying Carry On movies.
It is a little bit like that. It's mortifying, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the novel is called Belinda Blinked, so that tells you. I think, Everton, you need to know. Some of the episodes, I was struggling to get through it. But you know what I found weird about the whole thing is, I was walking around Aldi doing my shopping yesterday.
This
stuff was going on in my ears. I was thinking, oh my God, if anyone knows what I'm listening to right now.
I had a little bit of that fear as well, because I had Saturday, you know, you were cleaning the house and I had every window in the house open, and I had playing on the phone, and I had left the phone in the middle of the hallway, and I was in the front bedroom. So I had it up really high. And at one point, like when they were describing some of the language around her underwear and her, parts of her body. And I actually thought to myself, Jesus, Andrea, like, you need to turn this down. The neighbours are going to think, what is this one listening to? Some sort of erotic audiobook.
I was walking in, I was even listening to it coming in here because there are quite a few episodes because it's been around so long. So I haven't finished it yet. But what I think is really cool, they do these footnotes. You know the way you get footnotes from books? But they do footnotes with fans, famous fans. So I was listening to Elijah Wood of He of the Lord of the Rings fame and his take on it. And like he had me in absolute knots laughing. This fellow was walking past me up the road. I had AirPods in so he couldn't see that I was listening to anything. I looked like an absolute madwoman walking up the road.
Love it.
It was just
so for
wild.
There's no guests, Sarah Jane.
No, it's the three presenters. Yeah. Now over the years, because it did mass kind of a cult following, I think they've got about 100 million listens.
So they went on tour with this, didn't
they? They did. They sold out the Sydney Opera House and the Royal Albert Hall, and they were here in the Borgosh, I believe, as well, which I'm sick. I didn't know that was happening. And apparently the stage shows are comical. Like they actually actively try and recreate certain scenes that are in the book, and it's just anatomically not possible to do things.
It's wildly cringe.
It's wildly cringe. But Emma Thompson is a big fan. She actually went to see them at the Royal Albert Hall, and I think she may have done one of the footnotes as well. They had Lin-Manuel Miranda did a footnote. Like, I mean, the title may make you squirm a little bit, but honest to God, this is quality comedy.
I did think, how were we going to chat about, you know, some of the extracts from this book on the show here, given that we're lunchtime radio and little ears maybe in the background. But did you find, Cathal, do the hosts work together?
Yeah, it does work. Sometimes, though, I kind of felt like, look, I don't read erotic novels, okay?
But just to set the record straight.
I kind of just wanted to hear what was going to happen in the story. I felt like they were nearly interrupting him a bit too much. I kind of felt like that. Now, it's funny and it's natural, you know? But sometimes I was like, oh, I kind of, wait, now what's going to happen with Belinda when she goes into the room for the job interview? you really want to know. It definitely does work. You can tell that the three of them are friends. And as uncomfortable as Jamie is reading his dad's novel, I think they do it very, very well together, don't they?
There's a part of you as well, Cathal, I found that nearly, you know, you can nearly find yourself, oh my God, hiding under the covers for him. The idea that you might, I mean, to think, imagine to stumble upon, in a box in your attic, some book that your dad...
He asked him to proofread it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So apparently, I did a deep dive on this. So Wilma, right, so Rocky Flintstone, the author of the book is Rocky Flintstone. We don't know his real name. All we know is he's Jamie's dad. But we do know that Jamie's mom's name is Wilma. And when Jamie's dad went and retired, he was a construction worker from Belfast. And when he retired from work, they encouraged him to start writing. And the mum, Wilma, said, "Sex is the only thing that sells." So off he went down to the pavilion, or his shed down the back, he calls it the pavilion, and he started going at this, and he was writing 1,200 words in 2-hour sessions. And it's very evident from the writing, by the way, that that's the speed at which he was writing at, because he's forgetting characters' names. He's like, oh my God. And the one character that actually had me in stitches was the mistress with the Panama hat.
Oh God,
In a white linen suit with a Panama hat, and she turns up at an auction for the Asses and Donkeys charity. It's out there.
Utterly ridiculous. Would you recommend it, Cathal? Like, we're chatting about it because they are celebrating the 10-year anniversary of it. For those that haven't tuned in previously, would you recommend?
Yeah, I would. It is a bit of a laugh. Now, I don't know, can I go any further than season one? It's a weird listen.
But how many seasons, actually?
Oh, there's eight or nine, I think. I think season nine is like some stuff that's been remastered.
I think it went for 8 years. It went for 8 years. Yeah. So I think there's 8 seasons.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, that's
430 million downloads.
There you go.
I mean, it is incredible. Like, they don't need me to recommend it. But what I would say is to anyone, give this a try and you'll know fairly soon if it's for you or not. That's probably the best way. It's such an original concept, though. That's the best thing.
Yeah, about 20 seconds in, I thought to myself, oh, you're going to absolutely hate this. But you know what? 4 episodes into the first season, I was roaring and laughing, thoroughly enjoyed it, could very easily have stuck with it. I don't know what that says about me, but
no,
there you
go. Do you know what it is? Do you know what I find the best time to listen to it is when you're in the car, because the episodes are only like a half an hour long each. So it's pure nonsense. And, you know, when you're in the car, nobody else can really, like, it's not like Andrea putting the windows open so everyone can get into what's going on in her head.
The poor neighbours.
I was actually heading off to play a hurling match on Saturday. And I was listening to this over the weekend. So I put on, I was putting it on as I was heading off to the hurling match. And it was about 10 minutes in. I said, what am I doing listening to this? I put on music. I said, I'll listen to that later. I'm not filling my head with that now before I play a match.
God. So. It is one of the most successful podcasts in British history. Like, as Cathal mentioned, 430 million downloads, 2 sellout tours. They've even had a comedy special on HBO TV as well. And now celebrating their 10th anniversary, they've special out, I suppose, to mark that. How many stars out of 5, Sarah Jane?
Oh God, I give it 5. I give it 6 if I could. Yeah, I actually loved it. Right. I loved it.
Cathal?
I'm going to go 3.5.
Oh, Cathal, that's low.
What are you deducting
low?
For?
What?
Why are you deducting 1.5 stars?
Look, it's just, I think they were kind of annoying me at times, the way they were always interrupting them. I just wanted to hear about Belinda and what was going on.
You were seldom. Do you know you can actually buy the book? There's an e-book, think, Belinda, yeah. That, yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what you need for Christmas, Cathal.
Yeah, possibly. 3.5. I thought, well, it's so original, as I said. It is, and it's very well done. But they were just talking a bit too much when the story was just getting good, when things are ramping up. So
I think that was a sweet relief, though, sometimes.
And they certainly do. There's no question about that. For the moment, we leave it there. We are talking about My Dad Wrote a Porno. That is the Pod Squad's recommendation this Monday afternoon. Sarah Jane Tobin, Cathal Minogue, thanks a million, folks, for joining us here on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.